morning, friends. You're very welcome. I'm Adrienne Flannelly, and we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours until high noon in New York City. A week ago, last Sunday, a new ground, actually, in pilgrimage traffic to Ireland was broken when a Aer Lingus flight from JFK with full capacity, 180 passengers on board, touched down in Ireland West Airport, Knock, in County Mayo. Many of those on board, and obviously we were delighted to be on that flight to Knock, but most of the pilgrims had never been to Ireland before, and it was obvious that they got two for the price of one, considering that the pilgrimage itself was led by Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, and who was he was really from the beginning of the pilgrimage right to the return a week later. That in fact he was there every step of the way. And we obviously were again more than delighted that it did not go unnoticed that the Cardinal's inaugural flight and pilgrimage to Knock directly from New York, you know, really is something that raises hopes, takes from just a wishful thinking, but it indeed, I don't think it would be too far a stretch to say that. I think pretty much plans are underway already to get direct flights from initially New York to Knock, and what an amazing advance that would be in transatlantic traffic. Friends, will have music, plenty of it. We will bring you some comments from Joe Kennedy, Joe being the Mayo philanthropist, wildly successful Irish immigrant who indeed is extremely well noted, not only in Britain and in Manchester and throughout the UK, but has also his philanthropic endeavours indeed stretch much further than that, including on our side of the Atlantic. Father Richard Gibbons, who is the he is the parish priest. He is the man who, in fact, gives Monsignor Horn of great fame, who is responsible for the airport in the first place. This Father Gibbons is indeed very much in the vein of Monsignor Horn. He seems to have the touch of magic as well, and in what is produced, what has produced most magnificent restructure of the Basilica in Knock is indeed something that's a sight to behold, that's putting it mildly. And as you might expect, we'll be hearing also from Cardinal Dolan himself. We, friends, it was, again, an experience that we will never forget anyway, and we were very much delighted to be part of it. We'll have news and sports from Kevin O'Connor, our colleague, newscaster, sportscaster from Ireland, and friends, between now and high noon, we hope that you can enjoy some what is turning out to be an amazing, it's a fabulous weekend here in New York City and on the East Coast of the United States. Best way to get in touch with us, info@irishradio.com. We begin our program, indeed, with the selection of hornpipes from Geraldine O'Grady and also her sister, the late Eileen Patterson. And again, good morning to you, or hello to you, morning, noon, and night, wherever you are throughout the world, because that's indeed where we're simulcasting and then archiving. Thank you.
Hello, this is Brian O'Dwyer from the law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein. For over 100 years, our law firm have concentrated on construction accidents, scaffolding accidents, automobile accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and all sorts of accidents. For over the past 100 years, we have been proud to serve the Irish American community and will continue to do so. Our offices are located on Paul O'Dwyer Way, 52 Duane Street, just beside City Hall. Our telephone number is 212-571-7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein, we use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
Going back to the 1950s, a great selection of both music and song shows up on the Rigo label, and it's Irish American music of the 50s. For those who were around during that time, and obviously later on, for those who have somewhere in their record collection, maybe the old 78 records. Well, here's one that you might enjoy. It's Connie Foley with the Mickey Carton Band, and If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland, of Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells, till my memory suggested a vision bright and clear of the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out in New York Harbor, and Dublin Town to Boston came to stay, if the River Shannon joined the Rio Grande, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Frisco Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out on old Chicago, and County Cork in Detroit did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the Irish would stay home, if we only had old Ireland over here. If the Blarney Stone stood out in New York Harbor, and Dublin Town to Boston came to stay, if the River Shannon joined the Rio Grande, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Frisco Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out on old Chicago, and County Cork in Detroit did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the Irish would stay home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
Now, I stand corrected. The initial record label, for those who might have one in the attic or whatever, as you probably would know, that first showed up on the Decca label. Connie Foley. Let's hear from Burns Bess Ruddy and the song, I think you'd probably recognize, Molly.
Molly, dear, now did you hear the news that's going round? Down in the corner of my heart, a true love I have found. And every time I look into those Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Atoshna dear, I'm ferrying off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know which rain time. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be gar, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly. On the mat, it's £5 down and £2 a week, you'll soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't crossed the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Akushla dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ring time. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be gay, be gar, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly.
Even my Nancy, oh, to stand there so calmly, determinedly gay, to talk of the weather and events of the day. But your eyes tell me all that your tongue doesn't say. Goodbye, my Nancy, so come a little closer, lay your head upon my shoulder, let me hold you one last time before the whistle blows. My kit bag is lifted and stowed on the train. A thousand regrets whirl around in my brain. And the ache in my heart is a black sea of pain. I'm leaving my Nancy home. But you stand there beside me, so lovely to see, and the grip of your hand, it's an unspoken plea. You're not fooling yourself, and you're not fooling me. Goodbye, my Nancy, so come a little closer, lay your head on my shoulder, let me hold you one last time before the whistle blows. Our time has run out, and the whistle has blown. It's here I must leave you, all standing alone. We had so little time, now the time's gone. I'm leaving my Nancy, and as the train starts gently to roll, I lean out the window to wave and to call. I see the first tears, they trickle and fall. Goodbye, my Nancy, so come a little closer, lay your head upon my shoulder, let me hold you one last time before the whistle blows.
From the Folk Masters Ensemble there, Danny Doyle with Leaving Nancy. Friends at Knock Airport, indeed on last Sunday, as now the pilgrims and those of us who are assembled for the return flight to New York, got a few words with Joe Kennedy, who is the chairman.
From Ireland, West Airport, Knock, County Mayo, Chairman Joe Kennedy, how are you, Joe?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is not new for us, indeed. because the last time we met in Knock was the visit of Mike Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, who in fact followed through on a request that you had made, and that was to sort out forever and a day the transatlantic go-ahead that was necessary.
I remember that very well, Adrian. It was just a fantastic, that was a historic occasion as well as this one is. I mean, this is historic, this first pilgrimage from New York, the archives of New York and JFK into Knock International Airport. We are over the moon, absolutely delighted to have this, and please God, it's the first of many.
What is your overall impression of the pilgrimage and what it actually means to a place where pilgrimages are nothing new?
Well, I've been talking to most of the people, most of the pilgrims around the airport this morning, and I haven't heard one complaint. They're absolutely over the moon with the wholeness of Knock Basilica and the whole scenery in Ireland. They've talked about Loch Derg, they've talked about Dingle, and they've talked about the town of Westport. And they're over the moon, and they're all up for coming again next year, please God.
What is your wish with respect to getting direct flights from the U.S. to now, particularly the East Coast?
Well, we're working on that all the time. The development of an airport is ongoing from the day you get up to the day you die, and we're negotiating. And, of course, your very good friend and cousin, Brian O'Dwyer, is working on our behalf in America on that, and I wouldn't be surprised if we had some direct flights coming at least from JFK to Knock next year.
That would be fantastic. From your lips to God's ears.
Please God.
Thank you.
By the way, the reference there to the involvement of Brian O'Dwyer, who is the senior partner of the law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein, and indeed who is the son of the late, great Paul O'Dwyer. Brian is actually, has been appointed as international chairman for Ireland West Airport in Knock, and indeed for the for the collection of photos, many of them from the pilgrimage and for the week in Knock. You see Brian O'Dwyer leading the Cardinal from the plane at the touchdown, where Enda Kenny, Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, and a host of dignitaries were on hand to welcome the Cardinal. Father Richard Gibbons, parish priest of Knock, got a few words with him on our return.
Friends from Knock in County Mayo, Father Richard Gibbons, and Father Gibbons, the fortune that the pilgrims and all of us got here in Knock is not something that we would take very lightly.
Thank you very much indeed. It was an absolute privilege to have you over. The first of many now, Adrian. The first of many. And we were very, very happy. We're delighted. It gave a fantastic buzz even to ourselves. And we were looking forward to this time for so long. And it happened.
And it has happened. Tell us a little bit about the Basilica.
Sure. Well, the Basilica was built in 1976 by James Horn. And after that, it was refurbished a little bit for the Pope in 1979. Nothing was done with it since then, and so we felt that it needed a little bit of a facelift, and we decided to plan for its refurbishment. So it's about 80% complete at this stage. We have 20% to go. That's artistic work such as mosaic, stained glass, stations of the cross, all of those elements. And please God, we will be ready for his 40th birthday, which is 2016. A very significant year in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And by all means, the 40th anniversary of the Basilica
indeed will be right, right up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be fantastic. Because it is, it's one of the biggest ecclesiastical buildings in Britain and Ireland. And so we really want to do it justice. And we want to do justice to James as well, who built it, and the people who helped to build it as well. So we're delighted with that. We've a lot of celebrations planned around it. And, of course, it's the Jubilee of Mercy that has been declared by Pope Francis as well as the centenary of the 1916 Rising. So there are a lot of things to kind of take into consideration.
What did it mean to have our cardinal here?
Oh, it meant everything, because this was a pilgrimage from the Archdiocese of New York. And really, you can't have a pilgrimage from a diocese or an archdiocese without the bishop of that diocese coming. And the cardinal was fully behind this from the beginning when we spoke about it. He said, he simply said, let's do it. And he said, I'll go on it. And he's already said that New York will be renewing this every 2 years or so. And so, which would be great. And that's once we establish, please God, and pray for this now, Adrian, and all your listeners, that we establish commercial transatlantics with Aer Lingus.
Absolutely. Okay.
Before we bring on Cardinal Dolan of New York, of course, as you might expect, friends, one of the most treasured songs pertaining to Knock is Lady of Knock, and here's Frank Patterson.
Knock and Knock Airport in County Mayo, let me just first of all welcome to Mayo, my home county, Cardinal Timothy Dolan. And Eminence, you're very welcome.
You've made us feel welcome. We feel at home here. Thank you.
Tell me, now, many people felt that you would come to Knock, you would come to the Basilica, and that would be it. However, you became a seasoned traveler through the wild Atlantic Way in Ireland.
Listen, I'm afraid I was a seasoned traveler before I got here. I love to travel, and I love doing these pilgrimages. And you know what? It's a great way to be a priest, because you're with the people, you get to know them, you see them laughing, you see them crabby, you see them, you learn about them because they're all sharing stories with you and asking, you know, giving you prayer intentions. So it's a great way to get to know people. And all the people now are coming up and said, you know, last week when we left JFK on the plane to fly to Knock, you all said by the end of this week, please God, we'll be closer to the Lord and closer to one another. And it's true. So that's what happens on a pilgrimage. Yeah.
And could you verify for my listening audience, at least anyway, because many people figure I make it up. Weather in Ireland this week only.
It was stunning. Now, probably the only real raw day that we had was when we went up to Donegal to Loch Derg. And it, remember, I don't know if you were with us that day, it was windy, it was bitterly cold, you could see your breath, there was no sun, there was rain, but I said, this is what Loch Derg is supposed to be, penitential.
Yes.
And so I said, the Lord provided a backdrop for us. But other than that, hallelujah, I got, you're looking at me now, I'm sunburned. Have you ever heard people be sunburned in Ireland?
Not.
It came from our great day down at Dingle, and we had that splendid mass outside at Galarus, which is that historically sacred spot where there's been a Christian presence since the 6th century, and you couldn't have asked for more.
It is fantastic. Now, we should also note, you have been to Knock several times.
Many times.
Many,
and please,
many
God,
times.
I'll be back.
Okay. And hopefully with leading another pilgrimage.
God willing.
Mm-hmm. God bless, and thank you very much.
My honor. Thank you. Be part of it, will you?
I will indeed.
We notice somewhere in the heavens there, Sister Beata Garrity was, you know, she was rubbing elbows with Cardinal Dolan of New York.
That doesn't sleep to find I'm king. poem by W.B. Yeats, The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. Hello, this is Brian Stack, president of CIE Tours International, here to tell you that we have a great selection of escorted tours to Ireland. We guarantee you peace, tranquility, and lots of fun. So see your travel agent or visit our website at cietours.com or call us 1-800-243-8687.
We're listening to Tom Doherty from a CD called Take the Bull by the Horns, Horn Dances, starting with Innisfree. Friends, one of the great features of the Cardinal Dolan pilgrimage to Ireland, and indeed got rave reviews, was the spectacular coastal touring route, which is now perfected. It's the Wild Atlantic Way, and you heard Cardinal Dolan there talking about going to Lough Derg and Donegal, obviously from there down to Sligo and Mayo onto Galway, and to Clare and again down to Kerry. One of the greatest presentations indeed by Tourism Ireland, which has gone a long way to indeed to increase the tremendous number and to accommodate record-breaking numbers of tourists to Ireland. If you are thinking of going to Ireland, first of all, it's just log on to ireland.com. But take a look at the Wild Atlantic Way. And wherever your journey takes you, whether it's there or any part of Ireland for that matter, there's an adventure and there's a beauty in abundance. It's a good idea, though, to log on to ireland.com. It's there's more information there than you'll ever need. But it's a good idea. Anyway, friends, just to log on to Tourism Ireland site, ireland.com. Okay, let's take a song from Anne Breen. The song, Among My Souvenirs.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. There's just a memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose.
the Weir playing at the Irish Repertory Theatre. And it is much acclaimed, the remote country pub in Ireland, where the newest immigrant, well, immigrant from Dublin, Valerie, arrives and becomes the spellbound evening of ghostly stories. All the local bachelors showing off, talking about the ghost stories of the area set in Leitrim. Anyway, Valerie, who's from who comes from Dublin, she left them all in the dust. You have to smarten up if, in fact, you would like to see the Weir. Let me give you the Irish Repertory Theatre's telephone number, 212-727-2737. That's 212-727-2737. And, of course, you can log on to irishrep.org. You may indeed, maybe many listeners to this program can reflect on another day in Ireland with show bands and music that was very popular in dance halls. Here's a taste from Cathal Murray, indeed a Mayo man, and the tune, Zambezi. A song, a request for Eileen Hughes from her husband Tom.
Oh, I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world at all. For I know I am loved by a calling, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away. Where the little birds sing in the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy, where my ivy is waiting for me. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing in the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy, where my ivy is waiting for me. Thank you. Oh, the day I bid goodbye to Eileen, that's the day I will never forget. How the tears bubbled up from their slumber, and I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tears of love, saying, Johnny, my dear, don't forget me till we meet you again up above. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing in the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy, where my Eileen is waiting for me. All covered with ivy, where my Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountain, where the little birds sing in the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy, where my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, where my Eileen waiting for me.
And at high noon in New York, our fans are listening to us locally in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. You're listening to WVNJ 1160 AM, Oakland, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. You might also, of course, be listening to us anywhere throughout the world on irishradio.com. Right now, let's head over to Ireland and to our newscaster colleague, Kevin O'Connor.